Today is the 28th day of May. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is great to be here with you as we close another week. We won't make it through another week before we cross the threshold into a new month. That's crazy, but that's where we are. And so while we have a couple days left in this fifth month of the year, let's reflect. Reflect upon where we have been and where we are going and what the scriptures are saying to us. We start a new month well by finishing what we started, like by finishing the previous month well. And so we've got a little time, a couple days in front of us, and let's do that. Let's finish well. One of the ways that we finish well is by continuing the rhythm that we've started on the 1st of January, day by day, step by step around the global campfire, moving forward through the scriptures. And so let's move in that direction. We have been following the story of David throughout the book of 2 Samuel, which is what we're reading from in the Old Testament. We've seen a lot of character and integrity in David, in fact, profoundly so. But we've also seen just a dramatic fall. And the taking of Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, and the foretelling from the prophet Nathan that really David's closest enemies will be within his own household. And in some ways, we can understand maybe the loss of respect. Maybe nobody's talking about this or charging the king with some sort of crime, but within the walls of the palace, within the family, I'm sure that, dad's got a new wife, and we knew her. She was Uriah's wife. Like, they can begin to put some things together. Especially since Bathsheba was already with child when she came into the palace to be the wife of the king. And so now we begin to watch that deterioration within David's family begin to happen. We're reading from the New English Translation this week, which is today, 2 Samuel chapter 13. Now David's son Absalom had a beautiful sister named Tamar. In the course of time, David's son Amnon fell madly in love with her. But Amnon became frustrated because he was so lovesick over his sister Tamar. For she was a virgin, and to Amnon it seemed out of the question to do anything to her. Now Amnon had a friend named Jonadab, the son of David's brother Shimeah. Jonadab was a very crafty man. He asked Amnon, "Why are you, the king's son, so depressed every morning? Can't you tell me?" So Amnon said to him, "I'm in love with Tamar, the sister of my brother Absalom." Jonadab replied to him, "Lie down on your bed and pretend to be sick. When your father comes in to see you, say to him, 'Please, let my sister Tamar come in so she can fix some food for me. Let her prepare the food in my sight so I can watch. Then I will eat from her hand.'" So Amnon lay down and pretended to be sick. When the king came in to see him, Amnon said to the king, "Please let my sister Tamar come in so she can make a couple of cakes in my sight. Then I will eat from her hand." So David sent Tamar to the house saying, "Please go to the house of Amnon, your brother, and prepare some food for him." So Tamar went to the house of Amnon, her brother, who was lying down. She took the dough, kneaded it, made some cakes while he watched, and baked them. But when she took the pan and set it before him, he refused to eat. Instead, Amnon said, "Get everyone out of here." So everyone left. Then Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the cakes into the bedroom, and I will eat from your hand." So Tamar took the cakes that she had prepared and brought them to her brother Amnon in the bedroom. As she brought them to him to eat, he grabbed her and said to her, "Come on, get in bed with me, my sister." But she said to him, "No, my brother, don't humiliate me. This just isn't done in Israel. Don't do this foolish thing. How could I ever be rid of my humiliation? And you would be considered one of the fools in Israel. Just speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you." but he refused to listen to her. He overpowered her and humiliated her by raping her. Then Amnon greatly despised her. His disdain toward her surpassed the love he had previously felt toward her. Amnon said to her, "Get up and leave." But she said to him, "No, I won't. For sending me away now would be worse than what you did to me earlier." But he refused to listen to her. He called his personal attendant and said to him, "Take this woman out of my sight and lock the door behind her." Now she was wearing a long robe, for this is what the king's virgin daughters used to wear. So Amnon's attendant removed her and bolted the door behind her. Then Tamar put ashes on her head and tore the long robe she was wearing. She put her hands on her head and went on her way, wailing as she went. Her brother Absalom said to her, "Was Amnon your brother with you? Now be quiet, my sister. He is your brother. Don't take it so seriously." Tamar, devastated, lived in the house of her brother Absalom. Now King David heard about all these things and was very angry. But Absalom said nothing to Amnon, either bad or good. Yet Absalom hated Amnon because he had humiliated his sister, Tamar. 2 years later, Absalom's sheep shearers were in Baal Hazor, near Ephraim. Absalom invited all the king's sons. Then Absalom went to the king and said, "My shearers have begun their work. Let the king and his servants go with me." But the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, we shouldn't all go. We shouldn't burden you in that way." Though Absalom pressed him, the king was not willing to go. Instead, David blessed him. Then Absalom said, "If you will not go, then let my brother Amnon go with us." The king replied to him, "Why should he go with you?" But when Absalom pressed him, he sent Amnon and all the king's sons along with him. Absalom instructed his servants, "Look, when Amnon is drunk, and I say to you, strike Amnon down, kill him then and there. Don't fear. Is it not I who have given you these instructions? Be strong and courageous." So Absalom's servants did to Amnon exactly what Absalom had instructed. Then all the king's sons got up, each one rode away on his mule and fled. While they were still on their way, the following report reached David. "Absalom has killed all the king's sons. Not one of them is left." Then the king stood up and tore his garments and laid down on the ground. All his servants were standing there with torn garments as well. Jonadab, the son of David's brother Shimeah, said, "My lord should not say they have killed all the young men who are the king's sons, for only Amnon is dead. This is what Absalom has talked about from the day that Amnon humiliated his sister Tamar. Now don't let my lord the king be concerned about the report that has come saying all the king's sons are dead. It is only Amnon who is dead." In the meantime, Absalom fled. When the servant who was the watchman looked up, he saw many people coming from the west on a road beside the hill. Jonadab said to the king, "Look, the king's sons have come. It's just as I said." Just as he finished speaking, the king's sons arrived, wailing and weeping. The king and all his servants wept loudly as well. But Absalom fled and went to King Talmai, son of Ammihud of Geshur. And David grieved over his son every day. After Absalom fled and went to Geshur, he remained there for 3 years. The king longed to go to Absalom, for he had since been consoled over the death of Amnon. John 17. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he looked upward to heaven and said, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son so that your Son may glorify you, just as you have given him authority over all humanity, so that he may give eternal life to everyone you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I glorified you on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me at your side with the glory I had with you before the world was created. I have revealed your name to the men you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you and you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they understand that everything you have given me comes from you, because I have given them the words you have given me. They accepted them and really understand that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I am praying on behalf of them. I am not praying on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those you have given me, because they belong to you. Everything I have belongs to you, and everything you have belongs to me. And I have been glorified by them. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them safe in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I kept them safe and watched over them in your name that you have given me. Not one of them was lost except the one destined for destruction, so that the scripture could be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I am saying these things in the world, so they may experience my joy completed in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Set them apart in the truth. Your word is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I set myself apart on their behalf, so that they too may be truly set apart. I am not praying only on their behalf, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their testimony, that they will all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. I pray that they will be in us, so that the world will believe that you sent me. The glory you gave to me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be completely one, so that the world will know that you sent me and you have loved them just as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, so that they can see my glory that you gave me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, even if the world does not know you, I know you, and these men know that you sent me. I made known your name to them, and I will continue to make it known, so that the love you have loved me with may be in them, and I may be in them. Psalm 119, 81 through 96. Kaf. I desperately long for your deliverance. I find hope in your word. My eyes grow tired as I wait for your promise to be fulfilled. I say, when will you comfort me? For I am like a wineskin dried up in smoke. I do not forget your statutes. How long must your servant endure this? When will you judge those who pursue me? The arrogant dig pits to trap me, which violates your law. All your commands are reliable. I am pursued without reason. Help me. They have almost destroyed me here on earth, but I do not reject your precepts. Revive me with your loyal love, that I might keep the rules you have revealed. Lamed. O Lord, your instructions endure. They stand secure in heaven. You demonstrate your faithfulness to all generations. You established the earth and it stood firm. Today they stand firm by your decrees, for all things are your servants. If I had not found encouragement in your law, I would have died in my sorrow. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me. I belong to you. Deliver me, for I seek your precepts. The wicked prepare to kill me, yet I concentrate on your rules. I realize that everything has its limits, but your commands are beyond full comprehension. Proverbs 16, 6 and 7. Through loyal love and truth, iniquity is appeased. Through fearing the Lord, one avoids evil. When a person's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he even reconciles his enemies to himself. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for another week that we've been able to spend in your word, the last full week of this month. So we're starting to think about the future days, but we are also reflecting back on all that you have brought us through and into and invited us into, and all that you have shaped inside of us already. And even today, as we read the high priestly prayer of Jesus over his friends and then through his friends to all of us, make us one as you are one. You in us, and we in you. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come and lead us into all truth, including the mystery of the fact that you are within us, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in us. Lead us into that truth. Lead us to become aware of what that means. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's where you find out what's going on around here. If you're using the Daily Audio Bible app, you can do that as well. And the app is free. You can download it from the app store that works with the smartphone or device or tablet that you have. And so check that out. It is definitely the best way to move through the scriptures in a year and community here at the Daily Audio Bible. So check that out. Check out the resources that are available in the Daily Audio Bible shop. We are excited to finally be able to restock several things. The Global Campfire Fleece Jackets, the Shalom Fleece Jackets, as well as all the Blackwing Pencil stuff. Finally, that's all back in stock, and so yeah, check out the Daily Audio Bible shop for resources that are unique and tailored to our journey through the Bible together in a year in community. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission to continue step by step, day by day through the scriptures in community is life-giving and brings something that you can expect and that is solid, if that is meaningful to you and your life and your journey, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on the May 23rd message, Brian, and it's amazing. I'm just so amazed how God, our Creator, our Father, He comes in the form of a human being, Jesus Christ, and yes, washes our feet. There are no words. I just could say it's just so amazing. And when we get it, that we too can be that. It's wash other people's feet, for an example, and humbling ourselves and being humbled and serving others, whether in private or out in the open, on the mission field, wherever, it's our hearts. And it's amazing how busy we can become from one time at work or at home. And then when we have quiet time and we have those times when we are experience that blessing of giving of ourselves, and then you have that aha moment, you have that revelation that is really amazing how the Holy Spirit moves in us. And then the next day comes and we get busy again, and you know, it's like we forgot. But what's wonderful is our Father God doesn't forget us. And He just loves us no matter what. And He says, continue, just pick up where you left, and you will guide us. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, family, this is Bridget from New York City, and I just finished listening to today's word from Brian. Today is Tuesday, May 24th, and he talked about loving one another. And so we're coming up on the fourth year of my son-in-law's murder, and, you know, my daughter has had a difficult 4 years. And I used to think I knew what love was because you see it right on TV, you experience it, and you're taught. And one thing I've learned over these past 4 years is that love truly doesn't look like what I thought it did. What it really looks like is what Jesus says. It's the way that He lived. And when you look at how He lived, you know, His heart was for the broken, for the lost, for the sick. His heart was even for the religious. You know, there was a scripture that I read a while ago where He talks about how He was, you know, hurting basically because of the cup that He's gonna take, and how He wished that, you know, He could get Israel to listen to Him basically. And I'm really paraphrasing, and you know, it just reminded me so much of how He was a wounded healer, a broken savior, broken for us, broken for our hearts, broken for the love that He has for us. And I just want to encourage you guys, you know, to not look at love the way that you understand it, but to really seek God about it and pray that the Holy Spirit will show you what love looks like in the eyes of the Father. God bless you guys. I love you, and I pray this blesses you all. Have a great day.
Lord, my prayer right now is for Ethan. Thank you for Ethan. Thank you because you made Ethan. And thank you for this massive step that he has taken today to call and to be able to share some of his struggles. Father, this is a big step towards healing. And he has also indicated that it is a condition he does not need and he does not want in his life. And it is a very good place to be. And this is where you, the God of heaven, will step in and show Ethan how much you love him. Touch him and help him to rise above and beyond whatever this struggle is, so that in all things, all glory and honor will be yours forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, Ethan. You are on your way to victory. Bye-bye.
Afternoon all. It's the day is the 24th of May today. I'm recording this in sunny Southampton, England. Bizarre weather today. Hot, cold, windy and cloudy. That's the British weather for you. Anyway, I'm just praying for the Dabbers today. Especially Victoria Soldier. Makes my day when she comes on. A real fervent spirit there. But just asking for prayer just for my daughter. She's 14 and she's getting bullied at school, and it's been going on a little while now, about a year or so. She said something to her so-called friends and it's sort of spiraled out of control, and now the whole year group and the whole year are like against her. She's got friends and so on, but it's difficult to see your daughter go through it, and you're like, you want to do things, but there's only so much you can do. You can go to the school and stand out and you pray, and you want to do things, but you can't do things. So I don't know. I'm still leaving it up to God. I know that if I do my bit, he will do his bit, and I'm just waiting for his miraculous thing to happen. So just pray for Emily, her name is, and just pray for me as well, to keep my mind focused and so on. Thanks a lot, guys. Speak to you soon.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible community. This is People on the Water from Indiana. And I was thinking that it's kind of funny, more or less. It's kind of interesting that we tend to be the greatest ministers to our own self. This is in regard to Ethan from the greater Phoenix area, first of all. Welcome to the area. I'm not there right now, but I hope you're finding your home to be nice, and a community around you that you might be built up. In your call, I heard that you are dealing with a sin that you are ashamed of, and should feel. Sin's not something you want to be proud about, but sin is also something that is hard to share with, hard to break, and man, do I get that. So I would like to pray for you, brother, just lifting you up to the Lord, that he might take your condition and he then go deeper and take your condition and how it makes you feel, how it affects you. And Lord, I pray that you would just heal with your right hand, heal Ethan. In your way, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask. Amen.